This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Philip Selway. Radiohead's drummer put out a solo album in 2010 and then one in 2014. A few years later, he scored music for a film called Let Me Go. Now, he has a new album called Strange Dance, and it's coming in February. Here's Philip Selway to take us to the first song from that album titled Check for Signs of Life.
So, since I last released anything, it's been quite a while. And in the intervening years, I think it's fair to say that we've gone through a period of quite considerable change. And for me, this song addresses those feelings of displacement and isolation that you can sometimes feel when you go through those periods of big change. I think it's me trying to find the kind of like chinks of hope in there and that sense of connection, which has definitely been quite elusive these past few years. The record was produced and mixed by the incredible Marta Saloni, and gave me the chance to work with some of my favourite musicians too, like Adrian Utley and Quinta, Laura Moody, Hannah Peel, Valentina Magaletti, and a cast of many, many more. So I hope you enjoy it, and here it is. This is Check for Signs of Life.
Alone. let it show. Don't let the silence grow. I'll wait for you here. Go to sleep and find a place to dream.
That's Philip Selway and his beautifully produced song, Check for Signs of Life. His album, Strange Dance, is out in February. I first heard our next band, Among Authors, when they submitted their entry to the 2018 Tiny Desk Contest. We invited them to play at a Tiny Desk event with KEXP in Seattle, and I was so knocked out by the performance, I invited them to play at my desk. You can watch that Tiny Desk performance online. They have a sound that reminds me a bit of Philip Selway's band Radiohead. Among Authors' new song is a very personal one for singer Ian Ketterer, and he'll introduce us to Fears We Hold.
I suppose it's a culmination of the last 37 years of my own life, being born with no ear and no thumb on my right side. But more importantly, I wrote the song in hopes that it gives people hope and confidence to just let go of the negativity around feeling like people might be staring at you or looking at you differently and whatnot. You know, I'm one of 7+ billion people on this planet, and I know that I am not alone when I say that it's sometimes a daily struggle to feel like someone might be looking at you differently. But this song takes you back to a younger version of myself, where I grab my own hand and I pull myself through life so I can show myself, hey, you need to trust that human beings are innately good and life is really beautiful and you'll get through it. You just need to let go of all the negativity.
Take my hand and walk with me. I'll show you something you won't believe. So give me your worst. How bad could it be? I want you to see. Thank you.
the music of Among Authors, and their new song is called Fears We Hold. The Irish singer Lisa O'Neill has a stunning cinematic voice. On her new song Old Note, she's backed by an orchestral arrangement on a song that lyrically incorporates the wind, the birds, and the world surrounding her.
To quote the late accordion player Tony McMahon, in Ireland, in this part of Europe, we are not governed by laws and mechanics, but the old religions, the old feelings that rocks and rivers and mountains are inhabited by spirits. They are not just shapes, they are three-dimensional beings. I myself am reminded of this when a wind whistles its lament through a gatepost, or when a fog came down like an orchestra around me on Skellig Michael off the coast of Kerry. I am not the first and I won't be the last to feel so drawn to this otherworldly rock, for many dreamed on this path before me. The ancient Irish monks, the millions of migrating puffins and gannets, George Bernard Shaw and even Luke Skywalker. I was so enamoured by my four-year-old niece and her stream of consciousness that I gave her the final lines to this song. To me, she represents future generations. Her voice is encouraging the land and its people to wake up and find their legs and find their voice.
The note just moves the movement. Let go of the note and so move everything. I can't come to quantify the feeling. I was walking home half in the dreaming. The things that I was thinking I was singing. The wind whistled you in behind the springing. A star and a rings around the star before me, and spun and swooped and sank and rocked beneath me, and mirrored what I've carried since I met me, and shot me back into the ground below me. And there I met another note long buried, and I sat upon its shoulders was a memory. A humbled sea above me's gone so noisy. I almost think I do not recognize me. Feathered friend, dig up and resurrect me. I long to live among the song of birdies, a lawless league of lonesome, lonesome beauty. Skies and skies and skies above duty. The wind whistled you in behind the springtime. Float old note new among my mind. You hold the note just moves the movement. Let go the note and so move everything. I can't come to quantify the feeling. I was walking home half in the dreaming. The things that I was thinking I was singing. The wind whistled you in behind the springing.
The music of Lisa O'Neill and the song Old Note. That song is from her album All of This is Chance. I love that title. That album comes out in February 2023. Let's take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor Carvana. With thousands of options under $20,000, plus customizable financing terms and down payments as low as $0 down, it's easy to find a car that fits your lifestyle. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today. Terms and conditions may apply.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator for Planet Money podcast on NPR.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with a few songs from long-established artists and some good, fierce guitar sounds, beginning in the same vein as I did opening the show with a great drummer from a legendary band. In this case, it's Bill Berry, best known as the drummer for REM. He's in a new band called The Bad Ends with Mike Mantione, another Athens, Georgia musician known for his work with the group 5-8. And here's Mike Mantione to introduce the song Thanksgiving 1915.
The song tells a story of a family trying to celebrate the holidays while dealing with the fallout from mental illness and addiction. It almost got left off our album if it wasn't for my bandmate Christian Lopez, because Christian understands the darkness and how it can make its way into a song. He had picked it out of about 25 iPhone recordings I had sent him. He said, "Dude, this one, finish it." In the song, there is a heroine loosely based on my daughters. They would write songs around the holidays and sing them for the family. But I imagine the scene around the Thanksgiving dinner table where a daughter pledges in a poem to never try and take her own life again. You can hear the fear in the family because hope is a beggar, and they cannot understand what could bring their precious jewel to the brink of such an unimaginable act. The song is a toast to the lonely, lost, and broken, and at its heart is a practice of gratitude and a message that I hope gives faith to the hurting.
This goes to all those who missed the hearts that we were breaking in, and this goes to all those wishing there was a table set for them. I was wondering when I was to hear from you again. I'm thinking that I missed your call.
The Bad Ends features Bill Berry and Mike Mantioni. The song Thanksgiving 1915 can be found on their debut album, Power and the Glory, which is out on January 20th. There's also a fun video for the song now on the All Songs Considered site. I'll continue with the guitar barrage, this time from veterans Yola Tango, and the music from their 16th album, This Stupid World. The New Jersey trio has been making music since 1984, and hard as it is to imagine, I think This Stupid World is one of their best. Here's Ira Kaplan to take us out on the song Fallout. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Pretty much without exception, lyrics are the last element to one of our songs. We're not the kind of group that carries around a notebook with lyric ideas that then end up having music written to them. So Fallout was written and recorded before we had a set of lyrics. But while we were learning it and practicing it, I was singing along, and instead of just singing la la la, I just sing stuff, and that's where Fall Out of Time came from. And it wasn't necessarily meant to stick or be anything, but just a way to help remember the melody. But it at a certain point, when sitting down to write words and finish the song, that phrase just kind of stuck in my brain, and thought, I wonder what put it there, and I wonder if it means anything, and I wonder if anything can be done with it. So it became the jumping off point for the lyrics, for the final element of our song Fallout.
Thank you. In this country, more than 2 local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you. If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.